This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Frida Liu
and Jeff Sandu.
Our producer of the day, of course, is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Hola.
Just before we move on to story number two about how China has built a hospital in just 10 days, we are going to have a KLCI update, courtesy of Jeff Sandu.
Yeah, so at the break, the FBM KLCI is down 0.3% at 1,526 points. The most active stocks traded today is Burmi Armada, Sapura Energy and Vivocom International. And a quick look at the ringgit, it is now 4.11 against the US dollar.
Thanks very much, Jeff. Of course, the question of the day today is, are you getting the protection that you need? For those of you who work with the public, does your company provide health and safety precautions? If so, what are they? Are they giving you masks? Are they giving you sanitizers, hand wipes? Are they telling you to stay home or any of these kind of things? If yes, let us know. If no, let us know. We are having a poll over on InstaStory. Some updates from that in just a couple of minutes, but of course, before we do that, we have another story about how China has built a hospital in just 10 days.
Yeah, this is really interesting. They dubbed it Mission Impossible, but you know the Chinese, they get it done. So they, in a period of 10 days, have built this hospital, Huo Shunsan or Fai God Mountain Hospital. So in a period, a total of 1,400 medical staff from the armed forces are tasked with treating patients in this hospital starting today. And these are people from everywhere, everybody getting together from the People's Liberation Army, Joint Logistics Support Force, and 450 from medical universities, from the Army, Navy, and Air Force who are there now. And I know it's a trying period with Chinese New Year and all this happening, right? So this is something that also happened in 2003 when they had SARS. So it did something similar. This one has, back then, it had a capacity of 1,000 beds. Lei Shen San, Thunder God Mountain or the Fire God Mountain. So what this is, at the current report right now, they've got 2,590 new confirmed cases, right? And 45 deaths as of Saturday last week. So this is not really good. So similar with the model that they did for SARS 2003. And the government quickly got together to design this in a period of 5 hours to design it, right? And then three companies received an order to build this. The third construction company, Limited China Construction, third engineering bureau. But I tell you, when they say, I receive an order to build this,
it's an order.
It's an order to build it. So, but to be able to do that, to come up with the design, but they put a lot of thought into it, obviously. So something like this, the third construction company limited, chairman said, it normally takes, the project manager said, it actually takes 2 years to do it, but they managed to do this in 10 days. And apparently if you were watching TV on Chinese TV, you would actually see it being built.
The live stream.
Yeah, the live stream of it being built, right? So thousands of workers operating more than 800 equipment simultaneously as they rush against time to save lives. There was a volunteer for the project, Mr. Ma, and he said, I've been working in Wuhan, this is my home, I just had to take part, and he operated a digging machine for 8 hours a day at the construction site. I feel honored to be able to do this. So, you know, with all that's going on, we just hope that we'll be able to help solve the problem. And at least you can contain it there, because I think the regular hospitals can't, and those that don't have the virus might get the virus if you're there, so at least if you can contain that. So,
building a hospital by itself, to serve 1,000 people is generally already a big task, right? So, you know, and one is, you know, to take a project that initially would probably take about 2 years and to do it in 10 days, and you've got three engineering companies. And if you look at some of the images that they have with the live stream, right, it is just fascinating. It's incredible.
It's like watching ants build it.
Yeah, it's incredible, the speed of how they could build this hospital within 10 days. Now, this is not like, you know, the hospital that you think of, that the ones, you know, this huge hospital. These are mostly container-styled hospitals because they are fabricated out elsewhere. And then they use this concept, which they built homes before. Yeah. They've built, you know, previously in the SARS outbreak, they've done this before. But at this scale, this is, you know, incredible for them to do it in 10 days. Mm. It's an engineering marvel. It's something that I'm very sure, you know, in the years to come, you would see this on like a Discovery Channel, how I built this kind of program and stuff. Because it is fascinating in terms of how they could do this. Because you also have to think, it's equipment. It's not just building the structure of the hospital, but it's also having these equipments and then getting the doctors, the nurses to be in there. Because it's, you know, building a hospital doesn't solve anything. You need the people to be in there. And for them to do this, and, you know, as of today, it's in operations.
I mean,
it
boggles my mind. I mean, the construction side aside, right? The logistics of this and the project management skills that you must have to do something like that under the pressure that, one, you're getting from the Chinese government and the medical profession. And then, of course, you've got all the doctors, the nurses, and all the other medical staff all kind of scream, you need to get this done.
Yeah.
The project managers on this deserve a medal.
I can't even do this on construction simulator.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, this is next level. You know, and it's made even more difficult because of bringing in the logistics and some of the, I guess, you know, the things that are required. It probably doesn't come from Wuhan itself, right? It's probably the surrounding areas of Wuhan. But Wuhan is the kind of like it's ground zero in
that
sense.
Right?
So the epicenter for this outbreak. And, you know, it's difficult to move around because many, you know, pathways are probably blocked with, you know, with multiple checkpoints and entries. And yet, you know, these workers are actually outdoor, you know, they're digging the holes using the cranes and stuff. So, you know, they are putting themselves at risk being in this, you know, open space and trying to build a hospital within 10 days. So, yeah, they all deserve huge credit for doing this within 10 days. And it's an engineering marvel during this trying time.
In winter, well, they are known for building nice walls.
That's true. Well done.
Good. Here's a comment from Rusihan, who said that, I'm not surprised to speak construction. The walls are made of foams. Same method used at the ECRL site office. I guess you must work there. No fire rating for the walls. No ventilation except by air conditioning. But, you know, this is
they've got to throw something up to contain it. And I'm sure all of these things have been taken into consideration where, you know, it's risk-reward kind of thing, isn't it? You know, what's more important is...
keeping it contained.
Yeah. Right, time for a short break. We're going to take a break with some music. Incubus next with Circles, followed by Sly and the Family Stone with Soul Clapping. Final story coming up in just a few minutes, though, courtesy of Jeff.
Jeff.
I don't know what's wrong with me right now.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Cyberjaya going cashless. But if you'd like to contribute as well, not money, but comments, 018-789-8899. Get us on WhatsApp. We are talking about whether or not, for those of you working with the public, does your company provide health and safety precautions? Let us know. Get us on Twitter or Instagram as well, at BFM Radio. The polls running over on Insta Stories so far have not really changed. 65% of you still saying yes, your company does provide you with adequate health and safety precautions. That's good to know. We'll take a break then. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.